The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 and a half in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're here with Bad Bob, who got his haircut yesterday.
Yes, want to see the good folks down at Cypress Square.
Oh, how are they?
How was that experience?
They're doing good. They do a brisk business and a great job.
They do. I mean, they do a very brisk business.
I thought you sounded like you said business.
Well, no, brisk.
That's one of the reasons it's man's last stronghold. All right.
There was some cops show on the little screen, and all the sound wasn't up. It was amusing to watch out of the corner of the eye.
Yeah, well, you know, they have the thing of
guns and ammo and sportsmen's catalogs and great stuff.
Well, you know what? I went there the other day four times because I couldn't, you know, it was just loaded. And so I kept swinging, going back and doing other things and coming through again because, you know, you can't beat the service, the haircuts, the people, and the ambiance.
Well, everybody was getting ready for New Year's.
This was afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know, you're right. That was before
New Year's. Well, whatever. It's just that, you know, they're great. They're great. So. Well, good morning, everyone. A beautiful day is ahead of us. Sunny temperatures with 68. I don't know about you, but I had to, call out Carl and say, please come check out the moon last night, you know, because we have a wonderful view of downtown. But the moon was coming up from the over by the Lassen area, and it was just one of those beautiful moments when – you know, you have to capture it right then, because if you leave the room and come back, it's already moved inches. Fabulous. We're in a sunny day with temperatures around 68, mostly clear tonight with 42. Wednesday looks like we have highs of 70, partly cloudy on Wednesday night with 44. Now, yesterday the forecast called for Thursday with showers. Today I'm looking from the National Weather Service that we have on Thursday are 65, mostly sunny, mostly cloudy with 43. Let's look into Friday. Mostly cloudy. Looks like we don't really have rain in the forecast according to this National Weather Service. We'll check a little bit deeper into that. But the weather's been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they always bring the weather here on KCNR. They sponsor our weather. We love them. Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay. Today is the Chat Pack Breakfast at 9:30 at Country Kitchen. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people there today, but
well, I hope you join us.
If you're out there on our Chat Pack, well, if you're just out there listening, you feel free to come on in. And it is not hosted, of course, but feel free to come join us, and we just have breakfast and chit-chat about things that are going on. Okay, weird dreams. Weird dreams. I had a weird dream this morning, and it was, you know how you wake up at sometime and you go back to sleep, and then for some reason right before you it's time to get up, you start having weird dreams. This one had to do with work, and no, Bob, it didn't have anything to do with you, but it did have to do with Spencer, our young man from Haven Humane. And I for some reason we were on a remote in my dream. We were on a remote and in this place, and I said look okay, we finished up this portion of it. We need to get back to the station, which, of course, we never do because somehow you've got to get back from the remote back to the station when we're supposed to be on the air. But, you know, it's just a dream. At this point, I find out that we were going to have to get up the stairs or up an elevator, and that Spencer had brought for his Haven Humane Pet of the Week a cow. He was trying to get the cow up the stairs. That wasn't working. Then we were trying to get it in the elevator. That wasn't working. I said, you know, we're going to be late, you know, and Spencer, why the hell did you bring a cow today? He goes, but look at it. It is a, you know, and I'm you know, and about that time I woke up.
Freud would be just really all over this, wouldn't he?
You know what? If there's anybody out there that understands this at all, please give me a call. And why I think that Spencer would bring a cow, and the other part was it was going up a hill. I mean, at a hill. I mean, just we kept walking and watching. Where is the car? And then he goes, it's just up the hill. You know, you look up and it's like it disappears into the distance, like it's over a far mountaintop. And I wake up again.
And let's talk about the fact that
Why not? Which part? No, I don't want to talk about that part.
You couldn't find your pants.
Oh, okay. Well, that was another
That's a Freud one for sure. Where's my pants?
That's the last time I'm
sure. Of course, that was my fault, too.
That's the last time I'm sharing
with you. I allowed the cow and took the pants. I was doing everything I could just to make it a bad day.
Spencer brought in the cow. You had the long trip. I'm not sure what happened to my pants. But anyway, enough of this. Okay, let's talk about what's going on.
What else is on your list that's so exciting?
Well, let's talk about what else is going on in the world here. Hey, in Reading itself, that the building is slowed down. The building permits are slowed down in Reading. And the valuation of the stuff being built has gone down. Now, here's a perfect chance for the council to do what they said when they got elected, was to help jumpstart business, and especially Brent Weaver. Brent, who understands this, who knows what it's like to pay fees, to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in fees. He's not even sure why he's paying that much. Another example of a chance now for the new city council to get it together and do something about fees and permits. Will they do it? I don't know. You know, you've got Francie, who is holding the ground there, saying, she says, oh, no, well, these aren't too much. These aren't too much. I don't know the last time that Francie's built anything in town. But you know, on the show here, during her when she was making a run for the city council, she made it real clear she didn't think it was too much. And in fact, it was undervalued. So but maybe we should raise the cost of building of permits and fees. Anyway, but this is it's gone down this year after going up modestly in 2013. So this is going to be something to take a look at. The other thing is that California starts today or this week on building the high-speed rail. Doesn't that just shiver your timbers?
Connecting two places where nobody particularly wants to go.
I don't understand this because it says it starts work on it. But how can it start work on it? Because I thought a judge had stopped it. You know, I just saw a headline here. This is why headlines, just looking at headlines and voting off headlines is wrong. It said, oh, it starts this week. But how can it start if there was judgments against it saying you can't use this money because, you know, you said it was going to cost this much when indeed it was going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars more. You're right. Where does it go? It goes from nowhere to nowhere that nobody's going to ride it. And here's the other thing. It can't go on the same tracks it's on now. And it can't go alongside the coast. There's no room. And it can't go up over the mountains. So where the hell is this thing going to go to? If you're going to say it's between L.A., San Francisco, and San Diego, just say it. And then try and build there and see how far that goes when you get into the back seats of rich people.
Can I just make a comment on the cow thing?
As long as it's not about the pants thing.
No, I just have to go back and because this I'm going through articles. Well, Hitler's drive to produce the perfect Aryan race was not confined to people. It also extended to a specially bred herd of Nazi-engineered cows, which have turned out to be so aggressive that a UK farmer was forced to turn half of them into sausages. That's scary.
Sieg
no wonder
Heil.
You...
Sieg Heil!
Gonna take a break here.
You got aggressive cows?
Well, you want me to read the rest
no,
of this?
No. That was enough, because that was just enough to get me going. Okay, so we have...
God forbid the person who eats the sausages. I wonder if that's bad heroin.
Well, no. You eat the sausage, you just have this uncontrollable urge to invade Poland. We'll be right back.
Experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. Good morning. 7:18 in the morning, 36 degrees out there. Give us a call at 605-4567. You got something on your mind, something stuck in your craw, give us a call today. Of course, we have our chat breakfast, our chat pack breakfast this morning at
Country Kitchen at 9:30.
Feel free to come join us. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Canada, right here in Redding, California,
heck are ya?
Across from Sierra Gibbs.
Hilltop Drive.
You know what? 46 years in the business, and this guy is still going strong. Leonard and his associates, and he has a couple people in there working with him. Even though Christmas is over, sales are still going on. An eclectic mix of jewelry, outstanding jewelry, watches, estate jewelry, loose stones, the whole thing. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in Northern California, probably in this whole area around here in Redding, that will fix your watches. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750 or just stop by between 9 and 4, Monday through Friday. Harvard professors are whining, deplorable, deeply regressive, a sign of corporatization of the university. That's what the Harvard's classic professor Richard F. Thomas called the changes in Harvard's health plan. Guess what? Which most of the many of the Harvard professors are up in arms about. Why? Because they're having to go into pay because of Obamacare. Oh, Obamacare? Yes, because they had a formerly, it was called the Cadillac Health Plan. And but now they are adopting standard features of most employee-sponsored health plans. Get this. They have an annual deductible of $250 per individual or $750 for a family. They have a $20 copay when they go in, a 10% of the cost of it and out of pocket, over $1,500 for an individual and $4,500 for a family. In other words, the kind of coverage that you and I might have. Anyway, they don't like it. It's not fair. It's not fair. This is, you can't do this to us. Well, that's where Obamacare came from, obviously. People like you in Harvard. Now, there was an economist that said there's four ways you can spend money. You spend money on yourself. You're motivated to get the thing you want most of the most at the best price. This is why middle-aged men haggle with Porsche dealers. You spend your money on other people. You still want a bargain, but you're less interested in pleasing the prospect of your gift giving. That's why children get underwear at Christmas. You spend other people's.
What?
This is why people spend money. This is why you spend money. You spend other people's money on yourself. You get what you want, but price no longer matters. The second wives who ride around with middle-aged men in Porsches do this instead of this kind of spending at Neiman Marcus. And the fourth kind of spending is you spend other people's money on other people. And in this case, who gives a damn about it? Most healthcare spending in the U.S. falls in category three. In other words, the people are funding our expenses on other people. We really don't care about the price.
That's the Chicago way.
That's the way we do it in the Chicago way. This was by Milton Friedman. Famously divided spending into four kinds.
Which one do you fall
which
under?
Which author P.J. O'Rourke once summarized as follows. Well, obviously I spend on – well, no, I'm kind of like a mixture of one and two. I spend it on you, but I want you to get what you want.
Okay, so am I like the second wife that drives around the BMW and spends money at Neiman Marcus?
Well, come to think of it.
I did that before you.
You did that before me. It's my money you're spending, yeah. Nobody else's.
Yeah. Okay. But I had that life when I was single, so good stuff.
Well, this wasn't aimed at you. This was
no. I was just thinking. Hey, five things that are on like that you should know on a Tuesday, right? Today, geekdom is celebrated with impressive technology and gadget debuts at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Okay, wait a second! Didn't you go there last year, big guy?
2 years ago, as a matter of fact, went to the 2013 CES.
Yeah, and you were guys called in live.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we skipped last January, and we may go again next year. We're still making plans for that. You have to start planning. CES, you start planning for during the current CES.
Well, but
the big nerd fest.
And as I was telling you, I was telling you earlier how I spent your taxpayers' money. My I was in charge of it. My last command was at the warfighting lab, Marine Corps warfighting lab, and I was in charge of the command control communications computers intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance group, the C4ISR. And the thing about it is
God that, love acronyms.
Don't you love acronyms? Well, you couldn't keep going command communication. Right? You know, it's C4ISR. And my communications guy, Lieutenant Colonel, goes. He says, "Hey, this CES has got it all." And we were using a lot of off the shelf stuff. So I was coming back from a deployment in California, and he was coming from Virginia. We were going to meet in Las Vegas, get there on a Saturday, see it Saturday, and then leave at noon on Sunday, because we were both had to be at meetings on Monday. Well, we fly in on Saturday morning. Early or late Friday night, and we go down there on Saturday morning. We find out, no, this is vendor's day. Nobody can get in here. And by the way, it's going to cost you $100-$150 a piece to get in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, frankly, for a half day, we said, you know, it's not it's not worth the money for $150. You know, that would be for the whole week, but just for a half day, you know, I mean, and the, you know, it seems like a waste of money. Of course, at this point, we'd already flown into Las Vegas, but we didn't go to the program. We just hopped on the planes the next day and went east and west. It's hard to get in.
It's kind of mind-boggling. It's interesting. A lot of news media saying open to the public. CES is not open to the public.
No, I went.
It's industry people only.
Right. Yeah.
Now, the definition of industry is a little broad.
We could have gotten into it if we had just, we had called some of our other vendors because we were doing a lot of off-the-shelf stuff.
I went in. My uncle had worked for, I think it was either Sony or Craig. And he,
Madman Munch.
Yeah. So he took me. I think I was probably was in the either late '80s because I was there. I happened to be in Vegas working with the Gold Diggers at that point. So he took me to the show and it was the first time I ever really, I got a microphone through them. And
that was back when they had booth babes and stuff at CES.
They had booth babes and he wanted me to kind of be a babe it out for a little bit for him. So, you know, of course.
There's deep sadness at the CES this year.
Absolutely. For much of its run at the Consumer Electronics Show, the show was held concurrently with the Adult Video News Awards. About 4 or 5 years ago, the two events parted ways because of space considerations. CES has continued to actually grow. The Adult Video News, because it's no longer about getting those videotapes from behind the curtain down at the video store, which, by the way, it was discovered during a survey that more women were picking up those tapes than guys.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
You can say that. They'd
be right across the hall from each other, and you would see these, you know.
So all the nerds are looking at all the girls with the pasties on. Is that it?
They would drool over the equipment, and then they would drool over the equipment.
Yeah.
This wasn't the 60s. This was just going on last year,
well,
right?
Well, now, from 4K, this is what they're having at
this was just last year, right?
No, they stopped about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah. So pasties was kind of an old, like a term.
Well, pasties is
that's what
term.
I was saying, it I was think. Just... In fact, our listening audience doesn't need to try to look that one up. The Consumer Electronics Show is the big items are 4K TV. To drones and face recognition to wearables.
Oh, yeah. Wearables are very big.
What are wearables?
Curved wearables are electronics that are embedded into an item you wear on your wrist that can monitor vital signs, especially if somebody's a diabetic. It can monitor or has a heart condition just by a sensor that's mounted in the wearable device. It can talk to your smartphone and say, okay, your heart's showing a little irregularity, or maybe you can measure blood sugar remotely, things like that. The big question about all these wearable biometrics, of course, is who's collecting and keeping and watching over the data.
Here's, you know, the other thing, too, is like next week, and this is really a great subject, next week, Bob, do some research on this. Let's have a show. You can bring Brendan in if you want. Let's talk about the big things in electronics at CES this year.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Cool.
We'll push that this weekend.
Okay, before we take a break, two other five, you know, these are the top five things on Tuesday. Major League Baseball selects new Hall of Fame class.
Oh, who made it?
There are 34 players on this year's Hall of Fame ballot who seem to be a shoo-in. Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson Martinez, and one of the preeminent pitchers of his time calls him swell with a swagger that believed that bellied his size in his early years. Martinez established his credentials as an elite pitcher with the Montreal Expos. So anyway, that's going to be taking place this week, a selection of that. Number three, Boehner. Had to go there. Excuse me.
Not the first media person to do that, by the way.
He's polished to fend off a revolt with third term as speaker.
Yep. He's trying to go his third time, and the conservatives are fighting him. They don't think he's going to have much of a problem.
Well,
getting reelected.
We have a four-time governor that just got...
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's a little bit different, but okay.
1759 time capsule contents revealed. It's not exactly, they haven't revealed it yet, but 1795 will be revealed Tuesday by the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston.
Okay.
That's going to be
300 years old.
Yeah, that's exciting. And number five, former Virginia governor faces prison most likely in form of a camp.
Yeah. Well, he's the He and his wife were both found guilty of taking bribes, and they should be in jail. You know, it's funny because this guy, you know, at one point was kind of the shining star, as many are, until they find out they have feet of clay.
Feet of clay.
Feet of clay.
Okay. Those are the type five things that, you know, we need to That's know right. on a Tuesday, according to our
okay.
one of our
And here's some other things
news
you, really,
sources.
You really need to know is the chili cook-off and roast of the chief this January the 10th.
Food.
The city of Shasta Lake. And it's going to begin in, from 4 to 5 p.m. The chili cook-off tasting, 7 to 8, is the farewell roasting of the fire chief, Adrian Rogers. All the benefits will go to the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. And in during the year, during this month of January, for $20, you can get your male dog or cat fixed down at Avon Humane. I mean, that's a good deal. That's a great deal. And also, of course, on January 24th, the annual show and sale of the Superior California Antique Bottle Club down at the fairgrounds, Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, open from 9 to 4. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guest.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful
Tuesday day.
Tuesday. It's currently 36 degrees outside.
December the 6th. Hey, let's talk about great things like Craftmaster. Craftmaster Windshield Repair does what no other windshield repair business can do. It offers a full guarantee, whether it's a chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business, can do that. And he won't waste your time. He'll tell you whether you can fix it or not, and he usually can. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Guess who we're here with today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Christy Kidd.
That's me.
Christy from Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, me. Okay.
Yeah, you. Because we, you know, right. Usually you have
we know you're not
the other
one of these.
Gang is in yeah. here. And so we'd like to have our listeners know a little bit about you and your position with Turtle Bay.
All right. I'm the marketing and PR manager for Turtle Bay. Have been for a little under a year. And I am not from Reading, but I've been here for about 3 years. And I love Turtle Bay. So once there was an opportunity for me to be there, I said, please pick me.
Well, that's wonderful.
So, pick me.
What brought you to Reading?
My husband. He is a Reading native. So
okay.
Yeah. So he got a job up here after we graduated college and we moved here. So
what wonderful. College did you go to?
University of the Pacific down in Stockton.
UOP.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful campus.
It's, yeah.
With a beautiful chapel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's.
Is that on the ocean?
No.
No, Stockton.
Stockton.
No, it's a little bit.
It's a little misleading.
Yeah. University of Pacific.
Yeah.
That's like the University of Hawaii in Death Valley.
I know.
I mean, oh, yeah, this is in Death Valley. So.
True story. Yeah. I was on the dance team there, and one of my teammates was from Hawaii and didn't visit campus before she came, and she legitimately thought it was by the ocean.
Oh, my God.
That was a little bit of culture shock.
Well, you know, does that say something about people on the dance team, though, Chris?
I'm just asking. That's wonderful.
Did she have long blonde hair and go?
No.
And go.
No. Now, what was the specialty of UOP? You know, like a lot of campuses, you know what I mean? A lot of colleges, that's their.
Yeah, we have a couple. The biggest was the conservatory and the pharmacy school. Which my husband went to. So.
Pharmacy school.
Yeah. So they're
cool.
The two big ones.
Well, who is he pharmacing for now?
CVS.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a history about you.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
And you dance.
I do.
In college.
I still do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I am an assistant director for a nonprofit dance company here in town.
Okay, so now I need to interview on my Thursday night show. We need to be talking stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's an open invitation. I need to come. Yeah. I want to know all about your dance background.
Good. Yeah. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, down to work.
Sorry.
No, that was...
It coincides with the arts.
It does.
And it coincides with what it is to when you're in the arts, you are obviously hanging out with people in the mm-hmm. arts. And it doesn't mean just dance. So then you have, more open to the creative aspect of things. And this, the museum.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I got there.
Okay.
So it's good. And right now we have lots of exciting things. Well... Not right this second. We're actually closed for the next week.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
okay, good to
little,
know.
It's our little winter, you know, break. You know,
okay.
The kids are back
cleaning
in school.
Cleaning out.
So, yep.
Yes.
And part of the exciting part of it is we are closing. Toytopia closed yesterday, which is kind of sad. But that means our new exhibition is coming in and opens on the 17th. And it's called Sweet, A Tasty Journey. And it's actually from the same company. It's called Stage 9 Exhibit Design, who made Toytopia. So this will have a lot of the same really colorful, big aspects of mm-hmm. things. But it's all about candy and candy making and the history of candy and nostalgic candy and all that stuff.
What
and,
is nostalgic candy?
Well, what I understand is it's going to have lots of candies that aren't made anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know Mike Warren, for example, was saying that he saw some of the things when he went down to look at the elements of it that it just brought him back to being a kid. So
well,
there should be a lot of fun.
They have the soda
like
shops, they mm-hmm. would have the candies for a penny
mm-hmm.
that would be in those. I mean, when you look at the old, I don't know, what movie am I thinking of? You know, they would.
It'd be like root beer sticks and lemon
yes,
sticks.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I mean, I think they still make those though, don't they? I mean, I'm trying to think of what something that they made.
Probably
back
so
from
expensive
the 20s.
To make it.
Yeah. That, no, I think that's it. Probably the machinery for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have the machinery that makes those.
Like, it'll have the machinery.
Maybe those twisted taffy.
Ooh. Taffy things.
Taffy things and, you know, like the jawbreakers. And
I guess we'll have vintage vending machines as well.
Oh.
So that'll be kind of fun. So I don't think, we were just talking about this before we came on air, I don't think we're selling any or giving away the candy because we can't do that in the museum.
Right.
But you'll get to see all that stuff. And it'll have, you know, the history of
the thing that worries me like about that. The vintage vending machines is if I look at it and I go, oh, I remember those. Does that mean I've become vintage?
No, not at all. Because there's been so much that have changed in our lives in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. I remember, phone booths. Mm-hmm. They still have them in London. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, you go to phone booths anywhere and find almost like a place of safety to get to the phone booth, mm-hmm. right? And phones on the street.
But those old movies. Is that
garbage cans on the street. Mailboxes on the street.
You could always tell what was going to happen, which of the people in the whole horror movies were going to get it, because the girl would run into the phone booth and close the door. Like, that's safe. And it wasn't. But then again, Superman would go in there and change clothes,
true.
Too.
Right. So. There's a
both sides.
Yeah, that could be a whole exhibit.
Okay.
Anyway,
I tell you who has a vintage vending machine. Right in their walkway, or as soon as you come in their showroom, SJ Denim. They have very old Coke machine,
yes.
the round one where you can put a nickel in, and then you move the you move the door open so you can reach in and take one. Mm-hmm. That has got to be back mm-hmm. to the 20s mm-hmm. or 30s right there.
Well, can we talk a little bit before we go into our break here? Liberty on the Border was mm-hmm. opened, and we are so proud that we were part of that. So now we've finished up that exhibit as well.
Not yet. It's actually open until the 18th.
Okay, but you said the park is closed.
We reopen next Wednesday.
Okay.
So it'll have a little less than a week.
Okay,
you can still
good.
Go to that
so
one.
We want to mm-hmm. encourage everybody who's listening. For some reason, if the holiday season, everything was crazy and you couldn't get in there, please go see it. We were so happy. Everyone who has made comments to us has it's all been very positive.
Yeah.
And we have all the people that's helped raise mm-hmm. money for this.
Mm, thank you.
Donated. Thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you.
You're on our website, but you're also on the wall there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. In fact, you should probably put up a new sign up there with all the
probably.
New names.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we were hoping, we were told that there would be like 100 names of all the people who do out good.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So how did that turn out?
Really well. Really well received. It was a really nice contrast compared to Toytopia, because they both offered such different things, but everyone could enjoy both. No matter which one you came
cool.
for, almost
yes.
everyone came to look at both, even if they came for just one, ended up enjoying both of them. It was really nice having the interactive side with Liberty. It's not just reading panels. There's things to touch and,
mm-hmm.
you know, interact with. So it's really nice.
Great. So you're closing for a week, reopening. Mm-hmm. Liberty on the Border will be there. And the new exhibit is?
Mm-hmm. Sweet will open on the 17th, which is next Saturday. And it's also kind of interesting story. We're going to have to take out part of our back end window to get the pieces inside.
Oh my
god. Our doors aren't big enough.
Really?
So there'll be some fun social media pictures of us tearing apart the museum.
Wow. I think that I didn't really realize until I think it was Sin and Sage
mm-hmm.
Sin and the Sagebrush
mm-hmm.
What you have to do when these boxes and these crates come in. I mean, because, you know, we forget about the fact it's like moving or building. You know, you look at something finished and it's fabulous, mm-hmm. but you don't realize what it took
to get there.
Yeah. It's like the grand piano that you have
yes.
to fly up, you know, in New York. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't just appear, you know, they've got to literally be lifted from outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thought.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're going to be going through. That's kind of why we're closed for the next week, actually. So we have to actually tear out part of the museum for this, but it's going to be totally worth it. So,
tell us again, because we had this conversation, I'm not sure where I... You know, it doesn't matter, but what does it cost for a family to have a yearly membership?
Yearly membership for a family of up to six is $80, and that is two adults and up to four kids, and you don't have to name the kids, so it can be your two kids and their friends. That part can change, but it's just the two adults are named on it. So it's $80 for the entire year, whereas to come for just a day, it's $16 for adults and $12 for kids. So if you're coming mm-hmm. more than twice, it's going to mm-hmm. be totally worth it.
Well, I know Molly, our sales exec mm-hmm. here, became a member this year,
mm-hmm.
and she said, I take my kids all the time. She said they love, and they're 4 and 6, so
mm-hmm.
they love to go to Turtle Bay. So she became had a family member they could mm-hmm. take friends and stuff like that. Now, with the family membership, does that give you a discount to get into the special?
We actually don't do upcharges for the exhibitions anymore. So everything is included with that.
Wow.
Yeah. The only
attention.
I know. You get your membership, you come in and you get everything. The one and only thing you may have to pull out a dollar for is if you go in and want to feed the parrots.
Now,
just the nectar.
See, and there was a big, that was one of the big things that people were really upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say, oh, well, they've got our money, but then they charge
then they
us
more.
But that's, but that, well, you know, and I can kind of understand that.
Me too.
Well, but now they want it to be these special exhibitions. So, but none of these, once you pay to get in, it's one price for all, unless you want to pay, feed the parakeet, which I love doing, by the way.
Mm.
I sit there. I put them on my hand. You know, I try to get Linda to wear one on her head, but she won't do it.
No, no. They come on.
They do it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll sit
they're
on
all
your head
over
anyway. And the kids.
It took my parents. They loved it.
The grandkids loved it. I mean, it's something for all ages. But where are they at right now? Are they all, like, in hibernation?
No, they're out there.
They're out there?
Hanging out.
Hanging out.
Waiting for your nectar.
Yeah. They have a little house. Or not house, but building in the back of the parrot playhouse where they can go in if it's too cold. So,
hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Bastiani
Arms, right here in Reading at 2539 on Larkspur. John Bastiani and his guys down there do one thing really, really, really well, besides taking care of guns, is customer service. They always, always treat their customers with the highest bit of respect and make sure you get what you want. A lot of guns on sale right now. Some guns you can't get anymore in California. Go down and talk to John about still buying the ones that are here with the great sales he's having. Give him a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 till whenever. Because if customers are in the shop, they're going to keep that shop open. 2539 Larkspur, Bastiani Arms. Our guest, Christy Kidd.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk more about what's going on inside and through Turtle Bay. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Sam Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of adjustments is to relieve the pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by a slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
So how can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialist a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check us out online at shastaspine.com.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Spans the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Call over.
Welcome back. Woo. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 7:50 in the morning here on December the 6th. 36 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're talking to Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay about the new exhibits that are going to be here this month. Mm-hmm. And talking about what's going on at the Turtle Bay Museum. There's absolutely no politics going on here during this time. You know, one of the things that I think we need to reiterate again for people, because sometimes people don't catch it the first time, is when you get your season pass to Turtle Bay, that's all you pay for. You've mm-hmm. got your tickets, and it's good for you and how many other people in your family?
If you get a family membership, it's 2 adults and up to 4 kids for $80 a year, and that includes everything.
That includes everything. That means the only thing it doesn't include is if you get to pay the buck to feed the parakeets or whatever those mm-hmm. things are called. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is those don't have to be your kids.
Right. You can just grab some kids.
You can.
Please don't, but you can.
You've got 2 kids, mm-hmm. but say they want to invite 2 of their friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference. The only thing they're going to look at is 2 adults, 4 kids.
Yep.
They're not going to make you prove through DNA that they're yours.
Right.
In the summertime, it's really wonderful, too. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, when you're trying to figure out what to do, mm-hmm. it's, you know, I just think it's, you know, you see the fish in the aquarium and you get to see the Paul Bunyan camp and it's activity and it's interactive and people learn. I learn every time I'm there something.
I've got a great idea what Turtle Bay could do, especially during the summers.
Right.
You can make all types of money here.
Okay.
You make a maze, all right? A maze that you guarantee once you put your kids in there. It'll be 8 hours.
It'll be eight hours before
they can get out. And there's little water stations in there, little food mm-hmm. stations that they can tap things. So it teaches them. You count up to 5, and a little food pellet comes out. But you guarantee they're going to be in there for 8 hours. Yes. And at the other end, when they come out, they feel like they've accomplished something. Mom can have the whole day to herself, and then the next day you can bring them back again.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
Yeah, a different type of cinnamon maze too.
I love it. We're actually talking about installing a new maze, so it's hilarious that you just said that. It's probably not going to be that in-depth, but...
Well, Christy, you are, since you've been with Turtle Bay, mm-hmm. which is, you said, about 5 months, 6 months?
A little under a year.
Okay.
Closer to 9 months.
What's happened for transpired for you as a professional?
Oh, okay.
This is a nice position to hold. What's it meant for you?
It's been a lot. I've been really, really lucky with this. I was just telling you guys, my background is in mass communication and PR. And so my jobs up until now have had to do with that. But this is the first one that's really, truly been what I wanted to do, what I went to school for. So I'm getting to not only do that, but since I am the entire marketing and PR department by myself, I get to do a lot and I get to try a lot. And everyone there is very encouraging that try it. If it doesn't work, do something different next time. So I get to... play around and do all kinds of fun things. So it's great. It's been really a great learning experience for me. And then, just something I've wanted to do for so long that it's so nice to be here.
Now, when do we mark our calendars for the Turtle Bay auction?
That is the end of March. Oh gosh, off the top of my head. I want to say it's the 28th, if that's a Saturday.
Okay.
So that is coming up. I believe we're just about to the point where we're going to start selling tickets for that.
Okay.
We're very close. I know mm-hmm. we're sort of in the
midst. I think I've seen things coming out in mm-hmm. the mail.
Yep.
Well, here's the deal. It's that, January, you're kind of like collecting yourself after Christmas. And then we go into the zoom. Mm-hmm. It's Valentine's. And then by my God, we know that May is rodeo week. Mm-hmm. And then, the stuff that goes on in March. So there's a couple other things that are major going on in March as well. So that's mm-hmm. why we're wondering about, everybody likes that to go to that Turtle Bay auction. It's a big deal.
And so. Before that, we actually are not slowing down, and we actually have an event next Friday. So
Which next Friday?
That is Chocolate After Dark. And so we're bringing it back. So it's chocolate and wine tasting in the museum. And it's actually a little bit more special this time because since Sweet opens the next day, you actually are the first people to get a
preview of that. Been to that event, and that's nice. So okay, where are the tickets? How do we do that?
TurtleBay.org or at the museum store and coffee bar. $35 a ticket, 21 and over, obviously, because there is wine tasting involved. There will not be tickets sold at the door, so you got to get them beforehand. And it is next Friday, 7 to 9 at the museum, and we've got lots of great food. I'm hoping I can go and not work because I want to eat all the food.
It'll be on the 16th, yes. Okay. From 7 to 9.
And you'll get to go into Sweet, the new exhibit, before anybody else. In addition to, obviously, the food and the wine tasting.
Liberty on the Border leaves, at the end of this month, I guess, is when the next comes in, it's going to be more of an art exhibit.
Yes, it's called the West Coast Art Biennial, and what it is over the last, it was starting, I believe, September through November, artists from the West Coast were submitting art pieces, anything from photography to sculptures to any media, really, and we had a juror from Portland who chose the pieces that are going to be in the show. And it is a competition. So the weekend it opens, which is the last weekend of January, I believe the opening day is the 30th. We will announce the winners, but the show will be open with all the pieces that were selected through until May. So it's a little bit more artsy, a little more. I know our curator's really excited about it. 'Cause she loves the real art exhibits like that. So it'll be nice. And it'll be eclectic because it's, you know, all these different artists. It's not just focusing on
one. That'll be exciting.
So, yeah. That'll be good. So that'll replace Liberty after Liberty closes on the 18th.
Liberty's been pretty a nice long exhibit.
It has.
Did you have classes come through? Did you have schools come through? Mm-hmm. And I wonder if their teachers took them back, if they went back to class and said, you know, tell us what it meant for you, the Civil War area.
I don't remember the grade off the top of my head, but I know that exhibit satisfied the Civil War, obviously, but one of the grades educational programs. So they could bring their classes over for field trips, and it was a legit program for them.
Wow.
So I don't know how – I know we had many classes come through to do that, but I don't know how much they used it afterwards. But I know that it was really great for classes. It was such a different way to learn about it.
Right.
You know, rather than sitting in a classroom reading a book.
Right.
So it was good.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Yeah.
So any word about the hotel being built?
No, that's not really what I focus on. I mean, yes, it's going to happen, but I don't know
timelines. That's not your part.
No.
I've got to get Mike Warren in here, get your boss in here, and have him sit here.
Oh,
yeah, and have him just say, you know, it's the beginning of the year. Tell us what's going to happen, you know, since the election and all these other things.
Where are we? I mean, I have heard things, but it's not my job. So I focus on the fun things like candy.
So, like, I wonder who, for instance, would be some of your sponsors for the suite?
We have, Häagen-Dazs is a national sponsor for it.
Okay.
And then we have Five Star Bank locally.
Okay. And supporting Fat Eric is coming in right after you.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our.
And what was the third one?
That was it. It's Häagen-Dazs and Five Star Bank.
So they're getting into the suites.
I would. Shoot.
Well, I know they were very supportive of the fly fishing, that was really an incredible exhibit. I think they wanted to try to take that internationally. I think they wanted to take that exhibit.
I hope that y'all have some more of those coming up. Christy, what are some of the others that are coming this year? Or do you have to line them up far out
for the exhibition? Oh no, we have them through, I think, through 2015 or 2016.
What are some of the others that are coming then?
This summer, I cannot wait. It's called Mindbender Mansion, and it's all brain teasers and things like that, and just really fun but educational. Kind of, you know, work your brain a little bit.
Yes.
And then next
talking
fall,
about you. Will you ever have a Barbie exhibit?
Oh, I wish.
We need a Barbie exhibit. I'm telling you, that's a
We need guns that won the West exhibit. Do you have one of those?
I mean,
that is a, yeah, but they haven't had it lately. That's a killer one, and that would get a lot of people in here.
A killer one?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boom. Okay. No, I mean,
not that I know of.
Something like
coming
that.
Up,
well, we know, but how about this? The game animals on the Serengeti Plains.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, but you need, you know, what do people really like around here that you want to get everybody into? So what are people into in, up here in Northern California?
Wine.
Fishing.
Yeah.
It could be a wine exhibition. It could be that, but it also could be.
They've done a whole thing about the water, which is great.
The hunting and, you know, all those kind of things. I think those are just ones that.
The local ones are always so popular.
Yeah.
You know,
anyway.
How could they not be?
So. Hey, Christy Kidd from public relations and marketing manager at Turtle Bay has been with us today.
And remember, Liberty on the Border will be open till the
18th. And we open up again next Wednesday.
Okay.
So we'll have Wednesday through Sunday to
That's
see
right.
That
okay. And if you haven't seen it yet, my friends, please go see it. You'll really enjoy it. Christy, thank you so much for being here.
It was
good to find out that you went to University of the Pacific. Yeah. That's in the middle of the state of California. But yet one of the people that showed up there that was on your dance team thought it was on the ocean. Yeah.
I went to cheerleading camp there, and I just found my certificate. I tried to show Carl. Like, I have my cheerleading certificate from UOP.
I love it.
We'll be right back after the news with Eric Whitstone, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, talking about the economy. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. We're about an hour away now from an official power change here in Washington. SRN's Wally Hines is live on Capitol Hill.
Bob, it'll be the first time in 8 years Republicans will control both chambers of Congress. And the big difference from the past, all those Republican-sponsored bills that sailed through the House last session, only to stall in the Democrat-controlled Senate, things like Keystone and reining in the health care law, are now likely to pass both houses, setting up what will likely be some fairly serious confrontations with the White House. Bob?
As Wally Hines live on Capitol Hill, also at SRNnews.com. A wintry forecast to greet morning commuters here in the nation's capital. National Weather Service forecaster Brian Cordy.
We've got some snow heading our way here in the mid-Atlantic region, looking at about 1 to 2 inches of total accumulations. Generally speaking, though, far northern Virginia, north into Maryland, and you go farther south, we're not looking for any snowfall.
And Cordy says a big cold snap on the heels of this current weather system will lock the eastern two-thirds of the country into deep freeze over the next day or so. Orders to U.S. factories fell for a fourth straight month in November.
The Commerce Department says factory orders declined by 0.7% following a similar drop in October. The November weakness was the result of decreases in demand for primary metals, industrial machinery, and military aircraft. A closely watched category that serves as a proxy for business investment spending declined 0.5% in November. It's the third straight decline and the longest stretch of weakness in this category since 2012.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting at Cape Canaveral this morning.
Countdown has been terminated for today due to a Falcon 9.
SpaceX calling off its flight to the International Space Station. The Dragon capsule on board that rocket contains more than 5,000 pounds of supplies and experiments bound for the International Space Station. This is SRN News.
Best-selling author, Dr. Charles Stanley.
One of the most valuable lessons you'll ever learn in the Christian life is learning to wait upon God. There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. But that's not the way it is with God.
Dr. Charles Stanley's book, Waiting on God, is available now at bookstores everywhere.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Authorities say two New York City police officers are in critical but stable condition at a hospital after being shot and wounded as they responded to a robbery in the Bronx. This woman lives nearby and spoke to WABC TV.
I was in my house and then I just heard four gunshots, like right one after the other.
Police say the two were among a group of officers responding to reports of a robbery taking place at a small market. Two prospects from the U.S. ski team have been killed in an avalanche while skiing near their European training base in the Austrian Alps.
Two of our very promising young athletes, Ronnie Burlock from Burke Mountain Academy in Franconia, New Hampshire, and also Bryce Astle from Snowbird and Sandy, Utah, sadly perished in an avalanche in Solden, Austria.
That's USSA spokesman Tom Kelly. He says the two were skiing near the venue for the annual season-opening World Cup races. It's been slow going to start for the major indexes on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 80 points. And this is SRN News. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Sony's top corporate executive took time yesterday to condemn the recent hacking assault against its film division.
Both Sony Pictures Entertainment, former employees, and certainly current employees, they were, unfortunately, the victim of one of the most vicious and malicious cyber attacks that we've known, certainly in recent history.
The president and chief executive officer for Sony speaking at the CES trade show. Meanwhile, Samsung executive vice president Joe Stiziano among the high-tech honchos, posting about their new offerings like 4K TVs.
Brighter than any other display technology, with rich colors better than OLED.
And Monday was a day for press conferences like those. Today, the four-day show opens to the public and runs through Friday of this week. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. 8:05 on December the 6th. You know what? Somehow,
open up wide.
You know, sometimes when you,
8 o'clock hour.
Just as you breathe out, you know, the music goes away. So instead of just taking a half second and breathing in, you try to start talking. And it doesn't work that way. So
oxygenate your lungs.
Oxygenate. That's right. Oxygenate. So good morning, everybody. December the 6th. It's 8:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the weather today and the rest of the week looks like it could be halfway decent, but today.
Currently 38 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 68, mostly clear tonight, 42. Let's look through the rest of the week. We said this at the first of the show today, that yesterday the forecast called for showers on Thursday. Right now it's reading for mostly sunny with a 65 on Thursday, and Thursday night will be mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs at the 70s, so we're looking for,
70 degrees on January. Wow.
There you go.
On January.
70 on Wednesday.
I said December the 6th. It's January the 6th. I'm sorry. I got the right year. I just got the wrong month.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. January the 6th, 2015. We're all here today.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said December the 6th. I don't know why I wrote down December 6th because I've been really good writing down.
You actually wrote that down?
Yeah. I've been really good at writing down 2015, though. Some people go, I just write 2014 for 2 months. I don't do that, but I just don't know which month we're in. Speaking of, but somebody that knows which month he's in. He better.
January.
Is
the banker. We're here with Eric Wistrom, who's president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thank you for coming in today.
It's my pleasure.
Front page says today of the Record Searchlight said that that the building permits for 2014 were down.
Yes.
The buildings were down. And the valuation was down. On the buildings
on
from 2013.
I think, and we've seen since the run up in building in
05, 06, and 07 through right. there, that the construction trades have changed the activity in our market to less new building and more rehab, add-ons, and repairs. And so that's kind of what we're seeing. The permits are down. The value of the construction is down. There's not as much new building as there was, that's almost a decade ago.
They've raised the value on homes, though. I've noticed that.
Home prices are still inching up. We're still seeing some really kind of positive things in new home sales. There's still one very active builder, Palomar, is kind of built through the depression or recession, whatever we want to call it, through mm-hmm. the tough times, and continues to build and sell homes. He's, pulled back his prices when he needed to with all of his subs to be able to create a product, a new home product that was still affordable. And he continues to build. I think he's looking for finished lots now, and as other builders are, there's just not many finished buildable lots in town right now.
And that means with sewer and
right, street gutter, sewer, utilities plumbed to it, ready to break ground.
I saw some land out. I thought I saw a couple spots in Tier Oaks.
Yes,
out in that area that they're selling the plots of land.
Yeah, those were developed quite a while ago, and there's some pretty good values for finished lots out there, bigger lots. It's a beautiful area. It's a gated community, and those lot prices are down to where at one time was regular subdivision lot prices.
Right. So one of the things that you all and all banks do is loan money.
Yes.
On for building, especially five-star bank.
Yeah,
you all are a business bank.
A business bank. We really the community supports us by putting money and deposits in it, and we feel it's our obligation to lend it back out in the community that we do business in. And so, we really try and work with local businesses that are expanding and growing to help them, manage that growth, finance the new finance their building acquisitions or their construction. And, we've talked about it a couple times. An example would be like the new Subaru dealership, although it's now a couple years old, financing that as they expanded and grew across mm-hmm. the street from the Kia dealership, same ownership. And some of the other buildings in town, we're looking at a couple new construction projects, I think, that we're bidding on the financing for in town. And so that's kind of exciting that it's more controlled growth, and I think more deliberate growth by businesses than we saw 8 or 10 years ago.
Well, as a bank, when we started talking permitting and licensing mm-hmm. fees, that was one of the big things that the city council guys were running on Brent Weaver.
Yes.
So we need to look at this. And you had Francis, I mentioned earlier today, Francis said, we've done a study on this, and ours, if anything, are a little bit low. I stared at her when she said that, but then I hear from other people like Marisha Hannison, who wants to build this $9 million
right.
project.
And 20% of his cost is fees.
Fees. $1.5 million is going to be just to build it.
Yeah. It's really pretty amazing. And studies and comparisons and different things, we all know that studies can show you anything.
Right,
and two studies will show you two different things on the same issue.
As we have found out, how much land's worth.
But
here.
But practically, right now, and it's been this way for 4 or 5 years, it is not economically feasible to build new commercial or residential because you can't sell it or rent it out for it and get paid back. The only thing that's feasible is if it's an owner occupied, if it's a business that's going to occupy it for their own. But there won't be any new construction for office buildings or industrial buildings.
Too expensive.
Yeah, it's too expensive to build.
Is it because the fees and the is that part? That's part of it.
That's a big part of it. It's a big part of it. And at one time, like in 04, 05, 06, when prices were going sky high, and those were still a big part of it, but people were speculating and buying thinking that it was going to continue to go up. Well, uh-huh. it didn't, and so now those costs are starting to really pop up, and the city rationalizes by saying, well, we need to put in infrastructure. And da, da, da. Well, the infrastructure is already there for most of these. And so it's really reimbursing them so they can do new projects. And so, you know, there's a balance there. Building 8 homes and then charging school fees for a school that's already existing, and all of our schools are struggling for occupancy.
Doesn't make too much sense.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's an opportunity there to say it doesn't need to. Part of our responsibility as a city or a county is to develop infrastructure, maintain infrastructure. And we should do that not only on the backs of the new construction, but also with, you know, tax money, which they're doing anyways. And so,
you know, that's a really good point you just made, Eric, because, you know, the reason I like asking you these questions is you don't have a dog in the fight, really. I mean, you're not running for office.
Not really.
You're not building anything now. But you all look at loaning money to build things, and you're not going to loan it if it's not a good deal.
No, if someone's going to ask me to loan them $100 to build something that's going to be worth 80, I'm not going to do it.
Of course. And so, you've got to take everything into account there. But that's a really a good point, is because this is what they say. This is what, Nagel and all the others have come on here and said, and they're very reasonable guys. Who's going to pay then for this infrastructure? Well, and this is what other people say, is the infrastructure's there.
Yes.
It's there. But your point, though, about the schools was great. You want us to pay for schools, but the school is there, and we don't have enough people already.
Yeah, they're already losing enrollment.
Is encouraging people to build houses here and save them $20,000, and then their kids go to school, and you pick up new taxes anyway.
Yep.
I love it. We're going to take a break. Carl and the Bot, our guest, Eric Witch, from president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We'll be right back.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Bob, Bob is on a roll today.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Bob, hey.
Money.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. It is January the 6th, no matter what I've been saying. It's January the 6th. It's 8:20 in the morning, 36 degrees of 2015. I had the 2015, right? It was the wrong month. 36 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and tomorrow it's going to go up to 70. Tomorrow, 70.
Isn't that something?
You know what I mean? The flowers will bloom. Everything will go out. My dog gets confused. Yeah. You know, everything happens. The grass starts to grow.
Hopefully,
and then boom,
some
we
snow
get hit.
Will stay in the mountains.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Owens. You know, the thing
Owens
about
healthcare.
Owens Healthcare. I tell you what, Owens Pharmacy.
Yes.
And the thing about Owens Pharmacy and what we're talking about now is their MedSync. This is where they take all your prescriptions and they sync them so it's one day. So if you've got two or three prescriptions, and this is any age.
Yes.
And instead of having to go down to three or four times and then you miss one and also now you're out of meds or whatever, Owens has something they call MedSync, and this puts them all on one day.
They renew them all in one day.
Yes.
How nice.
And not only that, but if you can't make it down there, they deliver them to your house for free.
And another nice, you know, locally owned and operated company. Headquartered here, expanded out of the area, you know, but
six locations around this area.
In the Reading area, yep.
And here's the other thing, too, and this is the part I like after watching my father, who's taken so many meds at the end of his life. Was the pharmacist here, you have one pharmacist that knows you, that's been filling your prescriptions. They're looking at your prescriptions, too. And they see something, and they do this. We talked about it. They see something that's unusual. They call the doctor and say, you know, this is a big change. In some cases, they've caught things. Other times, they've seen where there'll be how they work with other medications. And you know, they go to school for 4 years for this. And then they'll call the doctors, too. So they're here kind of that last line of defense. Owens Pharmacy, I tell you what, great people over there. We use them, and we're very happy with them. The only ones we ever talk about are ones that we use, like you all, Five Star Bank.
Well, thank you.
Well, you got us in, you know, and here's, I guess, a disclaimer is that Five Star Bank is the ones that gave
us. Got you into this gig.
Yeah, got us into this gig. And there's times I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and
start cussing at me.
I curse your name, but no. Hey, yeah, we talked about, and it was a really good point you made. In fact, on the break, I was just out, we were talking about some other people who are outside here about the cost of fees and all these. But then we go on to, and then somebody else said, well, he says, January 1st, look at the bankruptcies or look at the businesses closing down in town here. And there's one next door to us closed down.
Really?
Completely.
Oh, boy.
It was a small business, but it had four or five people working there.
Yep.
And
they're employed.
And they were employed.
But in the same respect, we have a brand new business open January 1st, Woody's Brewery.
That's right. We do.
Have you been down there?
I haven't been down
there. You ought to go down there.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
And I see some others that are moving like they're bigger. You know, they're getting bigger and moving into other buildings.
Yes.
Like
no,
that. And,
you know what?
So it's not all bad.
The end of the year and the beginning of the calendar year is historically a time when
people pull the trigger to close a business, unfortunately. You know, and we have seen some, and we continue to see turnover of business. Businesses closing, new ones starting, you know, bumping along.
We're starting a new one.
You're starting a new one.
We're starting a new
yes.
one here. You know that.
That's exciting.
It's exciting. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll see.
You know, what is encouraging is the entrepreneurial spirit that continues to prevail in our market, where people want to do more and build and start, you know, start and build and grow. And, you know, that is exciting. The business is failing. Nobody likes that.
You're the perfect person to talk about this, not business failings, but okay, here I am, 2015.
Yes.
Things look like the economy may be starting to loosen up. I mean, the price now I'm hearing, you know, both things. Price of oil has gone down to $50 a barrel or less.
Yes.
How that can be good for the economy. Oh, no, but it can be bad for the economy at the same time. Good for a consumer, bad for the oil companies. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I am getting ready to start my business. I have my business plan. I take it down to Five Star Bank. I lay it on your desk. What happens?
We spend time and go and listen to you about the business plan that you've put together. You know what your plan is, how you plan to develop your business, grow it, market it, all the key components, and manage it. You know who you're going to hire, how you're going to go about your hiring practices. How much capital you need, and how much you're asking to borrow from us. And so we balance all those, look at the projections of brand new business. You know, most of the time are based on projections, and we will lend based on projections, but you know, people need to have a good plan. They need to have, most importantly, you know, an experienced management team and managing a successful business. And,
but you, you know, and just as an example with us, you brought in our CPA.
Yes,
and we
talked, build a team. We look at your team, and your team is not only the people starting the business, but it's your accountant or CPA that's advising you on tax issues and advising mm-hmm. you on you know, accounting issues and when to start and how much to put in. Your legal team is helping you contractually with leases and with, you know, business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we feel that we're a part of that team too. It's kind of a balance. We don't always have the same point of view as the attorney and the accountant. But all of us have the same goal, which is to make you successful. And so we look at the team and, you know, I've had people come in to me and say, I got this great idea. You know, what do I do? Well, we need to, you know, they need to form that idea into a business. There's a lot of really good ideas out there, and very few of them actually get formed into a business because it takes a discipline, it takes a team, and it takes, you know, some give and take to actually execute and deliver it. And it takes some capital.
It takes some capital, and also at the other end with the bank. And you've told people, you know what, you need to do these things, bring it back, or this kind of business. We've looked at it really strongly.
Time and time again. There's just not enough market, you know, in our area to sustain it possibly. And so we, you know, give that perspective. It's not always the answer people want. But, you know, and some of it's based on our experience and judgment. We're not always right, but I think we, you know, over the years you kind of see what works and doesn't work. And
what do we need here in Reading? If somebody, what's the plan? If somebody, I know you would do it yourself probably, but I know that, you know, here's
I have a lot of good ideas too, but I'm not brave enough to put them to paper and try and execute on them.
You know, here's the thing that with Eric and your team that you have at Five Star Bank, and this is this team goes all the way, you know, to Sacramento and all this, is that you encourage people when you see things, and you will work very hard. We know that.
Yes.
But if you were a young entrepreneur or an older entrepreneur out there for here in Reading, what would you like to see kind of come through your office?
That's a really good question. That's all right.
Okay.
You know, as I think as I look at Reading, Reading, you know, I'm past my mid-50s. There's a lot of people older than me that have successful businesses, and those businesses are going to, you know, evolve and go away in 10 or 15 or 20 years just because the owners are going to age out.
Yeah.
And I think that a real opportunity is for, you know, for the next generation is to begin building those replacement businesses, whatever it might be, whatever it's, you know, whether it's on the construction side or the contracting side, distribution, retail sales, you know, in some of the service businesses, we've seen some young, attorneys and accountants, architects come into town and say, we want to establish here, we want to live here, we're going to start our business here with us, with me, and then we're going to turn it into us, and then we're going to turn it into we and build our business. And I think that's really where I think the opportunity is to find a passion, find something that you can make a living and enjoy and build it. And I think, you know, if you look more than just 1 year out, which we all look at, you know, can I make pay the bills this month? Can I buy a new car this year? But if we look out 10, 15, 20 years, I think there's a real opportunity for replacement businesses.
10 or 20 years. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and that's, and if there's a 30 something person and they're looking out 10 or 20 years, they're looking at, you know, being 50 years old and having an extremely successful business. Well, who wouldn't want that?
That's right. Because that's at the time you want to do it.
Yep.
Okay, hey, our guest is Eric Wittstrom, the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy, and who owns it and has a team of professional NRA instructors. All of his instructors are NRA trained and more with decades of experience out there. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. There's also advanced courses, hunter safety, rifles, all of it, all through Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. The next class is on the 10th and 11th of February. So, or is it January? Oh, that's this weekend. It's this weekend. Yeah. So the next one, there's spots left.
Is that 2014?
2015. Right, maybe 16. I'm not sure when. No. It's just get online, but it's, I think it's the 10th and 11th because I was helping somebody the other day who was trying to sign up.
Yep.
And it's this weekend. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. Hopefully.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique,
Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Come on. Ain't got no.
I can't get no.
I can't.
Well, I ain't got no.
I ain't got no.
And I can't get in.
Satisfaction. I'm not touching that
I just wanted to test you boys because you've been talking and I've been listening.
Uh-oh.
8:33 in the morning here on KCNR if you're just tuning in.
What's the date today, though? It's January.
January 6th, 2015.
You know, I've been I still write checks. I'm sorry, I do. And so I put 14.
This portion of the show
because you got to pick 15. Hello.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where Bob went yesterday. Man's last stronghold there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place to go to. It's on Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Cypress Square Barbershop. Love those guys. Okay.
Five Star Bank. Eric Wittstrom is with us this morning, and I just some little dual thing here. I love the fact that, you know, Eric and I knew each other in high school, but then we moved and didn't see each other for years and years. And it was at a Turtle Bay. How weird. Huh. This morning, our Turtle Bay event. And this voice calls out to me with my maiden name, Linda Snook. And I look up and I think, the wheels are turning. And so anyway, fast forward, Carl and I were looking to... how do we build this dream? And you were part, a very big part of, like you were talking about, the team.
Well, thank you.
To move it forward. And so we very much appreciate you and our, like our attorneys and our CPA as well, like you said, the team. And through this, you know, when we come into the bank, we see other people that we know that have businesses that are with you. And we love the
lot of our friends
it's like the cheers.
Cheers of bank. Come on in.
It is.
Have some candy.
Candy, coffee. They have chairs. People. You have to make sure. It's
funny. If there's a good game on, we'll have it on the TV.
Somebody come in.
Why
read
not?
Read the paper. The game is on sometimes. Sit down in this great, comfortable chair.
Yeah.
Read the paper. Read the Wall Street Journal. Watch the game that's going on. Have a little cup of coffee. A little Snickers bar.
We didn't get a lot done during the World Series.
And then you find out that there's that they do business there. So I just kind of thought it was a men's club. I was looking for a place to light my cigar.
No. You know better because the women run that place.
Okay, you're right.
Okay.
Come to think of it, it's not a men's club, but it's a very nice place you can go into. And the women, Bernie and Karen, and of course
Val.
We have to do a shout out to Val. It notarizes all of the things that we need to have notarized, and she just always does it with a smile. Class act.
Right.
Thank you.
You know what? Billy Bob's on the phone, and Billy Bob, I hope you're going to come in and roll in on construction around here, buddy. Good morning and happy new year, Billy Bob.
Hey, happy everything to you guys. great show as usual.
Thank you.
And I just had to, and I'm glad you're bringing this back up, Carl, the fact that this moratorium, a 3-year moratorium on these extortion that the city of Reading, and there's a good example of how government is standing in the general public's way. And again, without construction, this town's dead.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yep.
And Billy Bob is.
We'll set up a tent construction. That's a new business. Just tent constructions for all these homeless people.
There you go. You know, Billy Bob always brought up during the show when everybody was running was say, what are you going to do about these permits and construction? And every one of them came up with a mealy mouth answer and points. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, Brent Weaver did say he's going to go over and take a look at it. He wanted to get into this because Brent, even though I had to drag it out of him, got hammered on permits down here on the street because he builds things. And he was really upset with it a few years ago before he ran. But, you know, he's,
You know, if you look for government service, whatever it might be, to pay for itself, it never will, because if it paid for itself, it would be in the private sector. And so,
exactly.
And so, you know, the government, we pay our taxes, that gets distributed out to the local, state, and federal government different ways, and we expect them to provide us infrastructure, security, and basic, you know, support. And there, it's easy to rationalize and say, you know, all of our permit fees need to pay for this, and this. Here's our budget for next year. Well, you know, the budget for next year is built by the people that are wanting to charge and spend the money. But
here's the thing. And this argument about, oh, we got to pay for this new infrastructure or whatnot. Hey, there is probably, I'm guessing, probably 200 inner city lots that haven't been built on, probably more than that. In the boom of the 05, 06 construction with Buzz Loring and all, everybody building, there are more lots that have been unbuilt, and the expansion fees and everything have already been paid by these developers years ago. Patrick Jones is an advocate of this, and it's unfortunate we don't have him around anymore. And they doubled the impact fees in 02. They doubled them in 04. And unless we do something in this regard, and Brent Weaver is just a yes boy, he's going to sit up there and listen to those three women and take out his little vanity and see if he's looking good, you know. But the point of it is we got to do something. And again, trying to put a business together to replace these older businesses, I'd have to respectfully disagree with you, Eric, that ain't going to work. You're going to starve to death. You can't put these big boys, and even local as they are, you ain't going to run up against RLT and all these big boys and push them out, and in 30 years have something, you're going to go broke. So anyway, again, we just got to keep pushing this three-year moratorium and get this construction industry back. What a remarkable change. And you want change in this town? That's how you do it. I'll take my answer up there. Keep pushing this, Carl. Thank you.
You bet, Billy Bob. Well, you know what? And Billy Bob is
well, it's
first
a
of all, he's...
It's a refreshingly honest answer.
And he has always been this way, and he knows what the subject is, and he's asked every one of them the same thing.
Yep.
And you get the answers from, oh, we don't charge enough, or we charge enough, to, oh, guys, I guess we should look at it. And others that I haven't really looked at that yet. Now, these are new ones, so, you know, I can accept that. Gary Cadd says we need to lower it. Jones said we needed to lower it. You know, other people running said, hey, look, we can, just like your thoughts are, is that you're not going to ever be able to pay for everything.
When you look at the components, the cost of land has come down. The cost of raw materials, some have gone up, some have stayed the same, some have gone down. Labor has gone down because there's people that are not working and they're willing to work for less than they did. And so the only major component, and it's about depending on the type of building, 10 to 20% component is permits and fees. And that hasn't gone down.
And guess who hasn't taken
it? And the value, the buyers are not paying what they paid in 05 and 06.
Right.
But
the permits have stayed the same or gone up. Not only that, but the salaries that have been going up, and this isn't a slap at our workers, but it's true, the salaries that have gone up are gone up at the city.
I had a company that we bank with that's one of the larger sales tax revenue, and he said, my sales have consistently gone up for the last 3 or 4 years. And so what's happening with that sales tax that the city is receiving?
You know, that's a very good
and,
point.
Because we were – this was pre-election, and the discussion was over the quarter-cent tax or the half-cent tax.
Right.
And he said, well, sales tax, at least in my industry, has been going up.
Which is a big industry here in town. I remember this.
And he said, you know, I guess before I'm asked to support increased sales tax – I'd like to know where the increased revenue is going. And I think, you know, if someone should – it's not a complicated answer. You know, you look at the budget. Revenue has gone up since the worst of times in 09.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it gone? But the biggest component, and this is the elephant that's been in the room for 15 years,
is the pensions.
Unfunded liabilities, right there.
Yeah.
Or even funded.
It's the annual, you know, the unfunded liabilities. I don't know. That kind of gets a lot of play, but it's not the immediate issue. That's just long-term commitments, which mm-hmm. are always going to be long-term commitments. But the pension obligation every year has increased much higher than the sales tax revenue coming in.
And there's the problem because I remember I had the conversation.
The practical pieces, you can ask people, you know, it's not politically correct and it won't be politically acceptable to ask them to take less. And I don't know what's going to be politically, that's for our politicians, but that's the elephant in the room that's at the local, county, and state level that.
Not only that, but continue to
constrain our ability to get services from our municipalities.
And not only that, but they also have the amount of money they're paying each year is going up.
That's the big thing.
I meant is that the state's coming in and saying, hey, we didn't make enough money, so we're going to add more on to what you've already got, you're already paying out.
And the perception is, because I had this discussion with public servants who I respect and they should earn whatever they can earn. That's like I would like to earn more. We always would, you know, and so, the practical piece is the private sector is having to work longer for less. The public sector over the last 20 years is working shorter.
For more. Well, see, here's where I disagree is that you want more money working in the public sector?
No. I want them to be motivated to do better. You know, I want to do better. I want to get a promotion. I want to do this. Not just get more for doing the same.
Well, the premise on this whole thing was you go to work for the government. Yeah. You're going to make less money. Because you will have a retirement at the end. It's not as good as the private sector, but it's still real good.
Yep.
And it has totally reversed where they're making more money for the same job than the private sector.
Certainly in our market.
At least up here, and I'm talking Redding, Shasta County, Northern California. Yep. And they have a better retirement than private sector. So there's something wrong here. And I'm not saying anything about the working ability and all that. That's not what it is.
It's not on an individual basis.
No, not at all. Great people had nothing but help from people. But there's something wrong here with the structure that it's like.
Looking at it from the macroeconomic view, there's two ways to do it. There's one is change the pension plan. Two is to have hyperinflation so that the private sector regains, you know, that higher level of
wages and
in comparison and can help fund this, help sustain it.
And
neither of those are palatable.
No. And what people seem to think, you know, forget is all those private corporations that, you know, the one percenters. What about all the rest of us? We're not one percenters.
Yeah.
We're not one percenters. No. We are people that are just buckling every day to make
private corporations. And I think it was a really good point. I read an article before Christmas about oil and gas and the impact on the lower oil and what that's doing to the oil companies. And, you know, there is the noisy, those big oil companies, they're the one percenters, da-da-da-da-da. The oil company, ownership of the oil companies are in 40% of the retirement funds in the United States. Individuals' retirement mm-hmm. funds are 40% of them have a piece of the oil company.
Oh.
And so it affects 40% of the people.
Okay, our guest, Eric Wickstrom, president of the Northern Branch of Five Star Bank. And obviously we're talking about now, there's some big things facing us this year, and hopefully that they're going to be at least addressed or changed. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are never going to get everything you want in this world.
Did you hear the thing?
First things first, get what you deserve. It began when I was 21 years old.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is January the 6th, 2015. 36 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know what I'm going to do with this is, even though Linda's, you know, running out there, she's got other people rolling through here, is Wind River and Linda. On February the 14th, yes, on Valentine's Day, Linda's putting on a special show out at the Wind River in the Elements Lounge. And if you've had a chance to go out there and listen to her before on just regular days, is that she just knocks them dead. She's going to have a special guest artist along with her, Lou White, who has bringing the sax and the flute and all this. But it's going to be a night of romance there, and there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be specials offered with by Wind River Casino and Resort. You know, it's a place maybe you spend the night. Anyway, but you, if you're going to do this, because, you know, good seats are there and they're limited by for dinner, give them a call at 243-3377. Say, hey, you want to join Linda Bott and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds for Valentine's Day, February the 14th of Saturday.
Spectacular.
It's going to be great. Anyway, okay, Eric Wittstrom is our guest, president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank group that started out of Sacramento.
Yep. Headquartered in Sacramento. Yeah.
So how'd you
been up here for 8 years.
Been up there for 8 years.
Yeah.
And now you've opened up.
We opened in Chico over the summer.
How's that doing?
It's going fantastic. We have offices, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Rockland, Rancho Cordova, and Elk Grove.
Cool. Well, that's grown a lot.
Yeah.
Trends for this year. Are we going? Yeah. I saw, and we talked a little bit about this during the break. Is stock market drops dramatically? But you said,
yeah. We saw a drop since the beginning of the year, primarily yesterday and Friday. And I think, you know, some of that is, and it happens every end of year, is gains taking. People, you know, they pay taxes on gains in stocks. Well, they prefer not selling it on the 31st because then they have to pay taxes immediately on it. If they sell it in January, they don't have to pay taxes, you know, until they file their tax return in the following January. Okay, so some of that, you know, obviously there's pressures to, because of the, you know, the price of oil being down, that the market may be down and other things. There's a lot of kind of anxiety in the market. I mean, as a banker, the stock market doesn't affect us day to day much, but it affects all of us that have, you know, retirement plans and 401ks and money we've set aside for retirement. So keep my eye on it.
Are they going to start raising interest rates?
I think the Fed is leading us to increase rates, and while they haven't committed to when and where, I think the prevailing thought from people that are a lot smarter than me is that towards the end of the year we're going to start seeing rates go up. So whether that's the summer or the fall, and you know, all the projections are modest rate increases. We still have a fragile economy. It's growing slightly, but it's changing a lot away from, you know, some of the core drivers that we've had historically to you know, more service related.
How much impact does a president have on the economy?
Well, he has an awful lot. It's certainly on decisions he has, you know, some. But more importantly, and if you measure the economy by, you know, business growth, by the stock market, you know, so much of that is driven by perception and attitude, and you know, and people's confidence. It's clearly, the market, it doesn't have confidence in, you know, in the leadership at this point. I think that
even though the stock market is so high,
yeah.
No, that really makes sense. I mean, why would you? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who are afraid to. Don't you see this? That are afraid to invest because they're not really sure what's going to happen in this administration from moment to moment.
I mean, the stock market movement. Some of it's on fundamentals, mm-hmm. but a lot of it's on emotion. Certainly, the short term swings that we see are primarily emotion. You know, a stockholder or investor confidence in the future of, you know, and that can change by a comment, the higher the level the person making the comment, the more the change. And, you know, there's nobody higher than our president, at least not in our country.
Is people think he's business friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's say that, you know, again, there are certain families that have to, through their trust, gift, or they're allowed to gift like $10,000.
Yes.
I'm just kind of going back to, I think that's a tax thing, tax free.
Right.
So somebody has $10,000 and they want to invest it. With what you're seeing currently, what would be the best way to do that?
If, you know, a lot of it depends on the circumstances of the individual, but if it were somebody that doesn't have a home, I'd still tell them to buy a home. Unless they're you know, in a point in their life that they're probably going to be transient. They're going to be relocating in the next year or two. But I'd say buy a home. That's we have, you know, our two oldest kids are 23 and 24. And, you know, as they're making a wage and saying, let's try and do, you know, put a little bit away, because I think, you know, the goal is to buy a car, buy a home. And I think it still is.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's
because
I don't think there's,
we can still do,
you know,
that here.
If you don't, yeah. Now,
in some countries, you can't do that.
To buy a home to live in. Now, to buy a home for an investment, you know, that's a different decision.
Disposable income there.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But $10,000, you know, do you invest it in bonds? Probably not. As rates go up, bond values go down. Mm-hmm. The stock market's at historic highs. You could put some in there. If you can put it away long term, maybe you could do that. But I don't think there's, if you don't own a home, I think there's still, that's, you know,
the
like a good investment long term for you.
Okay.
Eric, would you say that small or regional banks are more or less secure against cybercrime than major corporate banks? Because on the one hand, you're not as tempting a target, but on the other hand, you may not have the IT resources to defend against attack.
Well, we all deal with that at all levels. We keep all of our eyes open 24/7 on that, and we get penetrate. You know, we have attempts to penetrate us, and we've done is we have a national company that we've outsourced all of our IT security to that is just on top of their game all the time. If we tried to do it ourselves, we couldn't keep up with it. Well, we couldn't keep up with it, you know, make the capital investment to do it. And so, you know, they're constantly tracking stuff. We get penetrations from not only local but all over the world. You know, we get the, you know, the Russian penetration tries, and they don't get in there. We, you know, every once in a while we'll have a customer that has an incident. We'll do a diagnostic, and it's always been so far on the customer side. Not on the.
Well, you all keep me changing my password. It is so funny because
you can't remember 1, 2, 3.
You saying it's that time.
Yep.
And I look down at the list of passwords because I put them. I have them written down in this one thing, and I follow like there's been like 12 passwords that I've
you
used.
You can't repeat them, and
that's okay because
that's all part of the plan. And you know we do penetration testing on our employees all the time. We'll send out, you know, emails internally from an internal source that they know they shouldn't open, and we'll test. And if somebody opens them, you know, we use that as a training tool. And once in a while that happens, but most of the time we do. And so maybe as a regional bank or a community bank, you know, we can get our hands around it better. I think so because
quicker,
you know, the large banks have so many access points beyond us. They have, you know, they have systems they haven't integrated. They do a merger and an acquisition. They've got stuff all over the world. They have penetration points. I think, you know, we saw yesterday JP Morgan, which is a huge bank, but they're on their wealth management side. You know, somebody stole 350,000 customers' information. So, you know, could we have that risk? Possibly, but I think, you know, we're living it every day.
That's a good question.
We try to keep it away from it.
So 2015, meet your banker, go see Eric and the gang over.
If you're
going
to buy and borrow, you know, look to do it. Start thinking about it if that's in your plan in the next year or two, because rates are going to go up.
Address, phone numbers?
358 Hartnell. We're right across from the VA hospital on Hartnell. And the number is 22. I don't even know our I know my number. 722-1565 is my direct line.
There you go.
Feel free to give me a call and talk about banking. But I forget our branch number.
Yeah. That's good. That's what, come on in and see the cheers of banks.
Yeah, come on in and say hi. You know, yes.
Where everybody knows your name.
223-6652.
Thank you, Bob. 223. I was going to say that, and I thought, is it really 223?
It is.
Well, you sponsor our news. We appreciate that with Eric Woodstrom at Five Star Bank.
Thanks a lot, Eric. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
New era in Washington power is about to begin. The 114th Congress set to convene with both chambers now under Republican control. In the Senate, Kentucky's Mitch McConnell gets a promotion to majority leader. In the House, John Boehner will face a challenge in his bid for a third term as speaker from at least two Tea Party conservatives who feel he's been too soft on the White House. Boehner expected to win, but conservatives want to send a message. The goal of Republican leaders in both chambers, break the gridlock that's characterized Congress for the past session and move legislation to the president's desk. First up this week, some favorite GOP issues. Both the House and Senate expected to act on bills to smooth the way for construction of the Keystone Pipeline. The House also expected to target Obamacare by defining full-time work as 40 hours for the purposes of qualifying for insurance. Now with more news, here's Bob Agnew in Washington.
Thank you, Wally. A little snow to